Unit 6. Exercise 10.
Thank you both for coming at such short notice. As you've probably seen in the financial press this morning, one of our major clients, Fuller's Construction Limited in the UK, has gone bankrupt. I've called this meeting to find out exactly what this means for us. Maybe you could fill us in on the legal side of things, Fergus?
Certainly. Well, I've checked the register of companies, and Fuller's Construction is listed there as being in compulsory liquidation.
Sounds bad.
I'm afraid it does. You see, the directors of the company clearly took the view that the company couldn't service its debts and couldn't be rescued. They could have filed for an administration order, but they didn't. Instead, they petitioned the court to make a winding up order.
I'm afraid you've lost me, Fergus.
Me too.
Sorry. Basically, when a company is in administration, then the administrator is trying to keep as much of the company going as possible. But when a court issues a winding up order, it appoints a liquidator whose job it is to realise the assets of the company in order to satisfy its creditors.
I see. So the whole company is going to be sold off?
Well, its assets, yes.
And how do we stand with Fuller's Construction right now, Jana?
It's not looking good, I'm afraid. They defaulted on payment on one very large order 6 months ago. Then they made another large order and we restructured the whole terms of payment. I checked our records just a few minutes ago. They were due to pay the first installment at the beginning of last month, but...
So how much are we owed?
About 1.5 million euros, I'm afraid.
Well, I suppose we will just have to register ourselves as a creditor and wait to get back, well, some of what we're owed, at least.
I'm not sure we can count on that.
You're going to have to explain that.
Basically, Form and Function is a supplier and qualifies as an unsecured creditor. Ahead of you are preferential creditors like the employees, who may be owed wages, and secured creditors or charge holders like banks, who lent money to the company and secured the loan against the company's assets. And then there are the costs of the liquidation process itself. They too have to be paid before the unsecured creditors can be satisfied.
So what would you advise?
Well, certainly you should register as a creditor. But if I remember the sale of goods contract for this client, title doesn't pass to the buyer until the goods have been paid for. It could be possible to get the goods back again.
Jana?
I'm not sure we would really benefit. I mean, some of the furniture is already in use. Another problem is that it was custom built to specifications of the client. We might be able to offload it for a few hundred thousand euros, but there's the damage to our brand to consider if we start selling second-hand goods at knockdown prices.
So the worst-case scenario is that we will have to take a hit of 1.5 million euros. Can we do that?
Well, I've been going through the figures, and I imagine that with some debt restructuring, with some cost cuts across all levels of the company, and possibly with voluntary redundancies of 20 or 30 staff, we'll be able to get through this with our core business intact.
Sounds too good to be true. Maybe you could go through the figures and then...